Hello and welcome to episode 161 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronel, Harv, and Knoop. On this episode, we recap the 85th Masters won by Hideki Matsuyama. That's it. That's the entire episode is Masters recap. We're going to talk about our weeks a little bit, but the majority, like you, the majority of our week was spent watching the Masters. Oh, and our Callaway clubs came in. Forgot about that little tidbit. But before we get into all that, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, Player Athletics, PLYRgolf.com still exists. So go there, use the promo code DriveTheGreen, check out the 2021 lineup, and spend a little cash, save a little money with us. We're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Direct West. And even though the bracket's over with, thanks to the Rusty Shovel for sponsoring it.
Oh, one last time, eh?
One last time. Hey, I wouldn't say last. Mate, it's not goodbye. It's see you later.
Good way to put it. I guess so.
Yeah. So let's just blow through our weeks real quick. And then we can talk about the Masters for, I don't know, an hour. Maybe more. I don't know.
Well, I got a lot of stuff written down. So
producer Harv
always
was
does. Pit in.
Harv at work.
Well, when you can see every shot, we have lots to talk
about. We have lots to talk about.
Makes sense.
We had some shanks that showed up on some shots, on some video. And then, obviously, everyone watched the entire weekend. Bruno, you want to go first for your week?
Yeah, sure. I guess start off the boost count. I had 12 this week, so it's about an average week.
Ho-hum.
That's light. That's a light week, I think.
Yeah, yeah, like, I found the perfect way of beating the system with this. Like,
can you say what you said prior to
Yeah, because I missed it. So.
So I was bringing up my boost count. I'm like, oh, yeah, this. And then Bruno decides to drop the... Well, oh, right. I don't count my wine at dinner, is what he said.
Because my wife pours a big glass of wine with dinner.
Or like every night?
Not every night, but when we have a nice dinner.
Can we get a booze count on her?
Yeah, no. Like last night, Sunday night, we had a steak dinner, so we're having red wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't pour it in my own glass, but I have several sips of her glass of wine, so that doesn't count.
What
right?
A great
so,
area.
I mean,
yeah, but you don't.
That's pour, something I do. So
you don't pour your own draft beer at the bar.
No, but it's not. It's still in my own cup. It's in my own cup. I have a beer on the go with my steak, but I like a couple sips of red after I have a couple bites of steak. So
how many through? What are we at? Day 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's total for the
198 through 101? So I'm under two per. That was the goal.
So let's
but
see.
If you count the wine.
Yeah, 101 days. Let's say they've had, your wife's had wine with dinner probably 35 days.
I was going to say 60. 60 Bruno? Days.
It's up. It's around
60.
But so I don't have it every time.
Her booze counts 120 and
only red meat. Only red meat.
Okay, so you're looking at conservatively 20 extra.
Yes, maybe. 15.
15
Holy
to 20.
Oh, God.
Okay.
But light beers, you know, it all evens out in the wash. Nothing else for my week other than I got a speeding ticket in Saskatoon. Fuck.
Oh, really? Like a photograph one?
No, he got pulled over.
Valley Road on the way to Moon Lake.
I didn't think that still happened.
I was coming back. I was working. And I was going to my next job, like near Mormon, and
company truck
just sitting there with a gun, just ping, got me.
So how fast in a what?
79 and a 60. Not that bad. I wasn't even 20 over.
I think
wasn't even 20 over.
I think the in town rule is like you get 14, and then on the highway it's 17. I think that's like an unwritten rule. Any
I thought it was always 10, like 10%.
But that yeah. I mean that's that road yeah. That road is 60. It should be. At least 80. Probably
yeah,
100.
I'm sure there's lots of people
probably 100.
That
did you try to say that?
Yeah, but Saskatoon's all...
No,
should
all,
be
can you? Can you? Would you love to be a fly on the dashboard of Bronel's truck trying to talk himself out of that?
I tried the I'm not from around here line. Didn't work.
No.
Tried the... Yeah, I was working in the area.
You tried the Jackie Chan on Rush Hour? I'm from Alf Town.
Pretty much,
that's one of my favorite parts of every movie.
Yeah.
Interesting impression there.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He does it well, too. So, what? 280?
188 only.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, yeah. couple hours of OT jumped that day, and yeah, she's paid off.
Yeah, there you go. He found his way.
Yeah.
Took the long way home. Yeah.
Well, I had to go slow. Yeah. I wouldn't get two tickets in one day.
Like, you wouldn't want to go back through Saskatoon, so you went through Outlook on the far end over the bridge.
Whatever. And last thing for my week's got my clubs tonight, so finally.
Yeah, so we got our clubs on Friday. Duff sent us a message saying, yeah, good news, bad news. I'm a big good news, bad news guy.
It's the worst. It sucks.
Good news, posted in the group. Good news, clubs are in. Bad news, Bronell, yours aren't. I was actually hoping to get a little mileage out of this, and we would have this pod, and Bronell's wouldn't be here. We could talk about how good ours were. Mm. No, sure enough, his show up right before we'd come to the studio.
I mean, my three wooden wedges still aren't here, but...
Yeah. I was actually secretly hoping that Maddie actually got them on Friday, and he
just told you today.
It was just a big con.
Yeah, you can't hit him anyways. You're injured.
Look at the gears turn. Yeah. He's not so sure that that's what happened.
All I'm thinking about is that idiot mailman of yours that just leaves them on the step.
Oh, let's talk about that for a second here. My wife shows up after work on Friday to 7 boxes on the front step. We live on a fairly busy street. There are 7 boxes with Callaway clearly labeled on the side of them. If I was driving down the street, maybe not me. If someone was driving down that street and saw Callaway logos on a front step, they're pulling over and they're taking those things. There's thousands of dollars just sitting on the step. I got home. My wife sent a picture. She's like, your stuff's here. And first thing that went through my head was not excitement, but I can't believe that guy did that.
Dave from Perlator just gave zero fucks on Friday.
I would have told by and taken him.
Meanwhile,
you got to wear a mask anyway so they can't see your face if they got a camera.
That's a good point. That's a real good point.
It's a victimless crime. You're just up a bunch of golf clubs.
Meanwhile, you can't get a bottle of lotion by some delivery people. They put the thing in your mailbox. Oh, yeah, you missed your delivery. Oh. Go down to the post office again for like a $25 bottle of lotion that my wife spends. Wow, $25 is probably a little bit low. A $78 bottle of lotion that my wife gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah,
just put it on the front step.
Pail of lotion.
Don't get me started on those delivery guys too. And like, why do they just ring the doorbell and run away?
Yeah.
Like, are they just pranking everyone?
I just want to know.
I'm at work, they like ring, I'm like on a conference call and they'll just ring the doorbell and then I'm like, well, I'm not answering that.
COVID, man.
Yeah. They're touching my doorbell now? They don't know I don't spit on that.
Yeah. Touch it, lick, run away.
Yeah. All right, weeks. Let's go. Three of them.
No, I'm just getting into this. What is the standard for when you leave and when you don't leave? Is it by delivery company? It must be. Because who decides whether you leave it on the step or not? Is it the delivery person or the company?
It is the person that's sending it. I sell a lot of things online. You need to check a box. You have to pay extra.
So I got a bone to pick with Callaway.
Yes, for a signature required. It's like, it costs $5.
For all we know, Bronell's wedges did show up. They just strategically picked what box to steal.
Unfortunately, they're probably left. Or
do you think delivery drivers, like, this guy knows that those are Callaway golf clubs?
Oh, yes.
Like, 100%. Do you think delivery drivers just keep stuff? And say something, then say they dropped it off, and then say someone took it off your step, because that's a pandemic right now. Like, remember at Christmas, like everyone's like, watch your steps because your Amazon packages are getting stolen and whatnot. So like that's a thing. So if you were a delivery driver and you recognized something, would you just keep it?
Sounds like market. You should be a delivery driver, Arf.
I mean, I might do it.
Market has delivered.
Exactly.
Show up. This guy doesn't have a doorbell cam. Market has delivered. Throw it in your. Just dump it off on a side street. Hey, Billy, I'm driving by 32nd and 5th at 3 o'clock. I'm going to pitch this out the side door. Make sure you pick it up.
Yeah, anyway, everybody listening right now, don't do this stuff. Like, don't.
I just stop. Yeah, cooking things up in my brain.
Don't worry.
If it happens to you, it wasn't me. That's what I'm just going
to
say.
And we're getting to the Masters. Yes, we're going to get there. We're just
let's go weeks.
Breezing through it. I'll go next.
Yep. You're still going?
What? I haven't even got to my boost count yet.
You three haven't even gone.
Oh, I know I haven't gone.
Okay.
So I had 11 this week, slightly below Bronell.
You laughed at 12, but I guess 11's much better.
Yeah. So I also, we talked last year at length about the whole Radler thing and percentages. So you guys made me count Radlers. So I found the loophole to that. It's now I'm just drinking 6.5 IPAs.
So
get what I need out of it and drink less of them.
Yeah, so you're ragging on me for a couple sips of wine and you're out here beating the system too.
So what was the...
couple sips is a loose term.
What was the final thought on Radlers? Do they still count as one?
Yes, they count as one.
Yes.
Shouldn't.
Even though they're 2.5%.
Yeah.
It's a sick joke. Anyway, 11. So I'm at 149 in 101.
Yeah, you're toast.
No, I got room. I got room to play.
Room to what?
Room.
That 11 includes these drinks we're having tonight.
These mules with bourbon? Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is four, right?
Fantastic.
Four per?
No, I counted just two.
Oh. Okay.
But I didn't know what you're making.
Canoop, 30 this week or?
Yeah.
No, light week. Five boys this week.
You were too focused on golf.
Lots of things going on.
You've been hitting shots in your garage all week.
He's riding that high of the Callaway clubs, Masters.
This is going to, I've told this to my friends and it's going to sound very sponsor-ish. But these clubs, these irons are absolutely amazing. I cannot, I've been hitting them in my garage ever since I hit the range twice. So that's part of my week. But obviously coming in the garage and hitting them as any time that I can, the irons are so buttery. They're amazing.
I love how we showed up. You've had these clubs for 3 days and they already got significant wear marks in them.
Yeah.
This guy's hit a lot of shots.
Middle-ish of the face-ish.
Man, you are giving us so many strokes to start the year. It's going to be just...
This podcast...
It might honestly be one a hole.
Yeah. Summertime, it's just going to be like, Canute beats our brains in again. How many? What's birdie count this week? Canoop 26.
I can't Marv, wait to start 11, doing that.
Bronel 12.
That's
Maddie
gonna be
B3.
Awesome. I hope the numbers are like that. I would be very happy.
Yeah. Very happy.
I'll go.
Yeah.
So Monday 8 p.m. I wake up. No, not much. I obviously got the clubs. I also went to the range twice. Big takeaway there is, for my whole life, I've been anti-hybrids.
Who hasn't?
Old men clubs, whatever you want to call them, cheater clubs. Now that I have one, I feel like the biggest idiot in the entire world for saying that because you cannot miss hit that thing.
Yep. Wait, you're admitting that you were wrong?
Doesn't happen often.
Delete this. Delete this out. Delete this out.
12:37. Episode 161. Harv admitted he was wrong.
Anyway,
actually, he admitted he's an idiot.
This isn't a podcast thing. This is a whole life thing.
Yes. Anyone
is also just a character that I created for the podcast. So, anyways, that thing is amazing. Even the woods, when you hit them.
Yeah, they're nuclear.
Now I'm sounding sponsory, but they're awesome. Booze count, zero. So back to that.
19 for the year.
19 for the year.
Good for you.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to be at the end. Probably 100. But
that's,
we'll see.
Whatever. Something to hang your hat on. 6 anyway. Is probably.
Yeah, well, might get a little crazier in a few days, but yeah, okay. That's it. Masters, I guess.
Masters time.
Anybody
the
watch?
Week. The week. Did yeah. I happened to catch a few shots.
Saw a tweet at the end saying who told me who won. So
Well, everybody told us to stop watching after Thursday when Rose
was done. It was done. It was over.
25.
It was over.
He had the gall to tweet. Anyone that saw this tweet, there's a 25% chance that this tournament is over. And then everyone is like, this is one of the dumbest tweets I've ever seen. we're just going to stop watching because there's a 75% chance.
They didn't say stop watching.
I mean, thank God I kept watching because it was actually quite exciting.
I mean, it wasn't the most exciting Masters, but Hideki decided to go and put one in the water on 15 and get everyone right back in. And then Xander is just like, guys, I don't want to win this. I'm going to put one right back in the water on 16.
And he said he hit it so good.
Yeah, I don't understand
what?
That.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's just him like doubling down. Maybe he doesn't want to admit he had a bad shot. But
yeah,
and all those,
his dad was probably listening. All to
the,
that
oh yeah, I was the old, to that. All the tweets of him being like the picture of him on the tee, and it's like the face of someone just knowing that he threw the Masters away, and that's the face he knows that his dad's gonna like take him over his knee and yeah. give him a couple swats on the butt
on the punishment. Bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like
might have been the old grab the nine instead of the six trick. Who knows?
Has anyone said ever he hit done it good? That?
Who knows?
It's true.
Yeah, I hit it that six on 16. Just like flying it over 17.
Just to knock down six.
I've never heard of anyone actually doing that, like mistaking a club.
Well, luckily, no. My Callaway irons have a little line at the bottom to tell me which one is which.
There you
but
go.
But it reminds me of a story where something similar did happen. I was playing golf with my cousins, and we were like on a par three. It was like, I don't know, 190 yards. And he's like, I'm hitting my pitching wedge, guys. And I'm like, what? And he goes and he just crushes this pitching wedge and it goes over the green. And I like, we like look at it and I don't know what happened. He like must have slammed it in his trunk or something because it was bent to like a three iron. It said P on the bottom. It was just like almost straight up and down. And he just hammers this thing 190 yards because he's not a very good golfer.
Did he know that it was a pitching wedge bent?
I don't think so. Like,
sounds like me and him would get along great.
Yeah. Oh, right up your alley. Yeah, like the overall, before we dive into like each of the storylines, stuff like that, overall, not the most exciting Masters we've ever seen, but just generally good to, it had the old Masters, April Masters feel.
Yeah.
Like November had like a different feel in that we're just happy to have it back. Whereas now we talked about it last week in the previous show, it was like 5 months. It seems like it's been an eternity, but just getting back to the April Masters is like, okay, this is like, we're back in the groove. We have
the conditions you're used to.
We're going to get a major every month. Yep. Now it's just like, okay, the season's going. You're just more in the groove than just a random Masters in November.
Yeah. It seemed like the conditions were even better this year than always, but it just seems that way. But the greens were a little purpley and
I know. Yeah. And there's like those little fuzz everywhere. It's not usually but there.
The tee boxes and fairways are just insane.
That's one thing that annoys me about this tournament every single year. They all come in, this is the best I've ever seen this place. Okay, well, it can't fucking be like that every year.
It doesn't change.
Exactly.
No, but it
like,
just,
come on.
But that's just how people are.
I know. It's just they are the worst. It bugs me. It bugs me. That's all.
If anyone knows, Harv knows, people are generally the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was... You kind of get... For our perspective, or my perspective anyway, like I don't even watch any interview prior to the tournament starting. It's just like, yeah, we don't need to hear guy after guy after guy. No. Yeah, this is what we came for. Like, it looks like it's in the best condition. It's fast. This is going to be so tough this week. Now, the one thing I will say is, I can't remember who it was that tweeted out, the guys that played in November for the first time are like, what the fuck is this course?
Yeah.
Because it was completely different than November, but not any different than previous April Masters. Yeah.
And a lot of the contenders were different than November,
which
Cecil did mention in his picks, in his comments. He didn't really get any of his picks correct, but hey.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
That's for another day.
One thing I always hate about this is the camera angles, because they need a guy like just like standing like on the green so you can actually see how crazy the like undulations of the greens are, because like you can't really tell. You can tell like, yeah, this is downhill, but like some of those ones, like even on 16 when Matsuyama putted it straight sideways, you couldn't really tell on camera.
Like hole 10 is the one that really gets me. It's like,
yeah,
they need to have some cameras like out in front of that green or out to the side of it somehow. All of it's from behind and all you can see is it's, you know, downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one thing I loved about this year, so near the end of the football season, they started having that DSLR camera on the sidelines, right? Like in the end zones for the like NFL
where
games.
Where it zooms in super crazy and it's and like it's fuzzy.
It's just so, so pure.
Those 8K videos,
And then they had them here. I didn't watch much of the actual real coverage. Thursday, Friday was all kind of hole and featured groups. So I don't know if they had it Thursday, Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, they had a lot of it. And I love when they have that camera on there.
I think they did start to use it maybe a little bit too much.
Mm.
Like, I don't need to see it from guys walking off every tee box. Yeah.
No.
But overall, they did have it. But I do agree that if you, for the amount of times that they've held this tournament, you would think that they'd start to like toy around with some of the camera angles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like they have their camera setups and stands and all that stuff. But yeah, put one at the bottom of 10 and have it pointed at the guys on the fairway hitting it over your head, yeah, because you are like 30 feet down below the green.
Yeah.
Like that thing dips so crazy. You could have a camera guy just down there. No one ever hits it down there. They hit it to the top of the hill and they hit it over your head on the green.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they did a better job of on 15 this year. I saw some different camera angles on 15.
Yep.
Where there are people hitting their third shots in that had to lay up, where they had how much that slopes on 15. And I thought I saw a cool
shot of 12 too, where it's insane how like much of a like anthill that green is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like I think they're, it's not complacency. It's maybe a pinch of complacency, but it's just they have a system that works and they just go back to it and back to it and back to it. Yeah. It's like, give us a few more little things here. Like eight is directly up a hill.
Yeah.
Yep. Like show us that. Like same with two going completely down the hill. Yeah. So you could see a lot of these, and then it seems like every year you don't see a lot of holes. It seems like 3 to 6, 3 to 7 are kind of the holes that everyone forgets about at Augusta.
Well, those are the hardest holes too.
I know, but it just seems like it doesn't get to three
a lot this year. But you're right. Normally they don't.
Yeah. 5 and 5, 6, 7 is a tough stretch.
Five is such a good hole.
Yeah,
but pin on Sunday.
Oh man, that was greasy.
I do think too,
and you're hitting a 5-iron into that green, like
exactly. Yeah. I think it's kind of the break for a lot of people too. Like you want to see the leaders tee off, get to 2 because typically scoring hole.
Yep.
And then that's the time you take your breather from 3 through 7, and then you come back for 8 for the rest of the tournament.
I mean, speak for yourself. I watched the entire round on Sunday, but
I had to vacuum and wash a floor. Right as you were saying that, I was like, okay, I'm going to time this out when they get
and you
to
did
three.
It 3 to 7.
Yeah, I did that and then rolled meatballs for the rest. Like, so at least I got to watch it, but I wasn't laying on the couch.
I can only imagine him just as a bad shot happened, just crushing a meatball that he was rolling.
Start that one over again.
Every Spieth birdie, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the conditions on Thursday were very tough. Like nobody was scoring well except for Rose's 65, which arguably might be the best round of the year so far.
From a guy you probably didn't see it coming from either.
Like, in those conditions, 65 was outstanding.
Yeah.
Up there with Cantlay, 61 at Pebble, probably. Yeah.
And then we had a bunch more 65s.
Yeah, so then
and Friday,
everybody's kind of hovering around, and then that rain delay hits on Saturday, and then Matsu just went nutso.
That's what I read a tweet today talking about Hughes. That's what Hughes said. He's like, yeah, Thursday was a little insane, but he said after that, he thought they were a little slow.
Yep.
The rest of the week after it rained. So.
Yep. I mean, he won that tournament on Saturday after that rain delay.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't he go six under in 8 holes or something like that?
Yeah.
He turned it around because I think his worst shot was the shot right before the horn, they were saying. What was that, on 11? I think it was 11 there.
Yeah.
He had a bad shot on 11, then the horn blew, then he came out and just lit the place on fire.
Yeah. 2 eagles.
So 10 years to the day of him winning Lo-Am, he finally wins the whole thing. Did I steal one of your points there, Harv?
We can get into them if you
want. Also,
I think it's time to get into.
Not only that, but it's the theme of a big gap between wins this year.
Yeah.
Another one. Spieth last week.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was 2017 as well.
Yeah, Spieth was 1,351 days between wins, and Matsu was 1,344 days between wins.
Oh, very close. So.
And didn't get a whole lot of... is he going to win again? Is he going to win again? Stuff.
Like no, he's
Jordan. No, he doesn't have many wins, though. What's he have?
I know. It's just kind of, he was just like whole humming it.
5 what maybe now?
I think this was his 5th. Yeah. First player from Japan to win a major. So that's big.
It's a big deal. It's a huge thing for even Asia as a whole.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And did you know he was in the final pairing and won?
Are we getting into that stat?
26 of 31 now? Yeah,
26 of 31 last. 26 of the last 31 winners have come from the final pairing.
I can't tell if that tweet and that stat of going into Sunday, it was a joke or not. It's like 25 of 30 winners have been in the final pairing. And I sat there and I was like, am I upset that that's a dumb stat of being 25? Well, no shit. Yeah. Or am I supposed to think, oh, there was five that weren't in the final group? Like, I was so confused. That tweet actually put my mind in a blender. It was just like, I don't understand this. Like, it's the most obvious thing, but maybe it's not obvious. Like, is it telling me that one of those two guys is going to win, or is it saying, well, there is a 20% chance here?
It's not locked up.
Can I talk about the fact that we're not doing these interviews after winning in English? Is that a thing that I can talk about now?
Go off, King.
I mean, I just have a really hard time with not winning a tournament and doing the interview in English. Matsu clearly knows how to speak English. You do not need an interpreter there.
He's embarrassed that he doesn't know that much English. I don't give a shit.
He should have to do that interview.
I don't give a shit if he doesn't do the interview.
It bothers me that they all, like, he's almost making the choice to say, you know what, I could do this in English, but I'm not. What is it? Manny Ramirez does that all the time. I know Manny Ramirez can speak English. He just refuses to do it. You don't play in a sport for 10 plus years and not learn any English.
You can practice Japanese every day for the rest of your life and you still wouldn't learn Japanese.
I'd learn enough to do an interview afterwards.
I would. I think
at
it comes
the very
down
least,
to
least you should have to like type it into it like
yes.
And then it speaks. You don't get a translator.
Don't get me started on the time lag from when he says his answer to a question. This is my all-time pet peeve on interpreters.
Oh, because you think they're making it up?
He is 100% making it up. There is no way that guy can talk for almost 2 minutes in answer, and his answer in English is 12 seconds long. He goes on this big long sentence, and the guy's like, yeah, I did pretty well. My caddy said, I was happy for my caddy to win. That's it? That's all he said?
He said his key shot was the tee shot on 18.
Was it? Yes, exactly.
Tell you which shot it wasn't. His second shot on 15. What the hell was he doing there?
Nuked.
No idea.
I mean, crushed that thing.
Yeah, like what was it, 280 yards?
I think, yeah, 278, I think, was the final number.
Well, I mean, it rolled downhill for 30 yards at the end. But
I mean, regular year, that just kills someone. And he's not in the water.
Yeah, it definitely. Yeah. Someone's laying down, hockey stopping that. Pat's saving it. If it's Tiger Woods' ball, there's four people just piling on each other just in case it hops a little too high.
Yeah, trying to lick it.
Is anybody not happy for Matsu, though? I thought that was awesome. I love that he won.
I thought it was great.
It's whatever.
You wanted Will to win, but.
Absolutely, yeah. I did.
Other than all the things I said 2 minutes before right now, I was happy he won.
Yeah.
I'm just not happy about the interview afterwards.
Yeah. What was he doing? Throwing the jacket over the chair at the airport.
I love it.
I did.
That's a little disrespectful.
Yeah, you can't put it in your luggage. You're not going to fold it up and crumble it up in your luggage.
You wear it.
Here,
you just won that thing. I'd wear that thing for a month straight.
Yeah. Our first 27 episodes of this podcast were, what is Mike Weir doing with his jacket?
Yeah.
Talk about it every week. Hey, got him in. Got him in this week.
And then we got annoyed that Reed was wearing his to all these like sporting events and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing, Reed wants to wear his all the time. Matsu refuses to wear his.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. The caddy bowing to the course.
Loved it.
Yeah, sure. But is there anything more blown out of proportion today than that?
Every single person on Twitter tweeted
just
it.
Just talking about how it's the most amazing thing ever. Sure, it was neat. It was whatever, but... Like, let's rein it in here, people.
People forget about his 63 at Sawgrass, too. Like, he probably would have won.
He won that tournament.
He won that tournament. Didn't get credit for it.
Oh, he's on last year's.
Yeah, last year's players. He won it. Yeah.
If he could putt consistently all the time, he would be top five.
New putter this week.
I know a guy like that.
His stance is so
wide. No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Colin Morikawa.
Oh, yeah, I am too.
What's up with the wide stance? Like, what does that do?
He's all over the place. Has he tried
a bunch of different things?
20 different things.
We talked about like 3 weeks ago. I never understand it. Like, you're a professional golfer. You're obviously top 0.1% and you muck around with your putting stance all the time. Like,
it does.
Trust the process.
Do it.
90% mental.
Trust what got you there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You want to talk about someone else?
Yeah, let's talk about other guys. List.
We want to talk about Will. Always good, Zalatoris.
Always good.
Always good.
And the ridiculous technicality that has him not as a PGA Tour member this year.
Well, he's got temporary status now, so he can play more tournaments.
He can play in more tournaments. He is probably going to win sooner rather than later. But, I mean, at the end of the year, he'll get his status. But it's just, like, odd that it's, like, so second place at the Masters doesn't get it.
Yeah. What about sixth place at the U.S. Open?
It just doesn't make any sense, but he's still collecting his checks. He's a pro.
They just don't want to give it to him because he's cheating putting. So
that is pretty close to cheating.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
I mean, how do you allow that? I love the guy, but like it's essentially anchoring. It's like anchored in his elbow.
It's exactly it's exactly what it is.
And he's got the claw grip going on, which is just so gross.
We won't talk about Kuchar, but we'll say it now. He started anchoring on the other hand this week. So normally,
really,
yeah. So normally, as a right-handed golfer, you're pushing your right hand against your left arm, forearm, right, to put it against that long shaft. He was putting against his right arm this week.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, it was messed up.
That is a full-blown anchor.
And then, so as I'm watching PGA Tour coverage, because I needed him to make the cut to win some bets, he was switching. So short putts, he switched.
Kuchar was?
Yeah. So I don't know what the hell was going on with him. But I'm picking him this week to win anyway. So
you shouldn't be able to have a putter that is the same size as you. That's just ridiculous. Yes.
The other thing that is very interesting stat is how many people were obviously all over Will this week and just like, yeah, this guy's the next big thing, next big. He's older than Wolf, Hovland, Morikawa. Like, he's older than these
Neiman,
guys.
Yeah. It makes no sense. If you were to listen to that, like don't follow golf. Yeah, he looks young, but they were treating him like he was 18.
Yeah. He's the next big thing. There's six other guys that have won on the PGA Tour that are younger than him.
How much do you guys think he weighs? Seriously. Because he has zero ass. Zero.
168 pounds.
Yeah.
68?
That's what they say.
That would be my guess. Though.
Is he 6'2"?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So he's got bones on his
side. His waist is 28 is what they said on
I was going to say 140.
So.
No, 6'2", 6'2", you are at minimum.
A handful of rocks in his pocket.
Yeah, 150 is a minimum at 6'2".
Then that's what he is.
So do we know his actual age?
So two over, on the, two over on the video games, you put it at 6'2", and you crank it all the way down, it says 150. So
I hate how they won't let you do ridiculous things, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't I make my guy 5'6", 450?
Do we know his actual age?
100% power.
Do we know his actual
age? Ice hockey had it right.
Or just that he's older than those other guys?
Do we know how old he is?
Yeah.
23, I think. That's a complete guess, but it sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Who? I'll check Will?
Yeah.
I think he's 24.
So do you know how old
exactly what I said.
Hideki is? Do you know or take a guess if you don't know?
30-ish? 29?
Who?
I think Hideki. He's got to be like 32.
But he was low AM 10 years ago, so.
Yeah.
29. I was surprised. I thought he would have been like low 30, like 33. It seems like he's been around forever, but.
He could win another major in his career, for sure.
Yep.
Couple of Zalatoris things. The Adam Sandler tweet.
Yeah. Leaning into it.
Yeah. And his wedges are stamped with.
I mean, people have been saying he looks like Gilmore's caddy for weeks now. And then now all of a sudden he's in contention at the Masters. So he gets all this attention.
Welcome to my world. I've had this stance for a while. This is the time in which I like having a golf podcast because people get more into Masters week, obviously. Welcome if you're listening to this. But at the same time, those casual fans, they're like, oh, the guy that I work with today said, how about that Will Zalatoris guy? I was almost just said, just stop, okay? Yeah. I know who he is.
You've heard of this
I've known who he is for 10 fucking months, okay? So just stop. But instead, I put on my happy face and I'm just like, yeah, what a story.
We knew who Lanto Griffin was before. Lanto Griffin knew who Lanto Griffin was.
Lanto Griffin five times before he even sniffed the
Christian
top 10.
Christian, does we know what I did too? Never forget. Yeah. Couple last thing on him, like he lost by one, but if his putter doesn't go ice cold from like 6 to 13 there,
he missed a couple short ones.
He wins. Yeah. Like two or three.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Matsu and Xander and stuff, but
I don't know.
There was just putts that he was making all week that he did not.
And then he just drains that par putt on 18.
Yeah. Or funsies. If Matsu just didn't make the cut. Right?
Oh, yeah. Let's
think of how interesting the tournament would have been.
There's a find that tweet. If only Matsu didn't make the cut. Oh, I didn't realize that you could just take someone out of the tournament. Yep. If only Matsu didn't sign the appropriate scorecard on Saturday.
Matt Wolf I was style. Hoping Morikawa didn't, but.
If only Jordan Spieth wasn't the same old Jordan Spieth on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. For Jordan Spieth, like, what a roller coaster of a tournament this was for him. Like he was on fire. His game completely fell apart. He rebuilt it again. And then, like, the ups and downs.
Yeah. That's 100% him, back to 100% not back to.
But the fact that he's going on? The fact that he's all over the map and he still finished T3.
Yeah, but that's his holy grail place.
Like, it is.
Yeah.
That's his, what, fifth top five there?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, he's good there.
Sickening.
Who else? Rom, what a Sunday.
Yeah, bogey-free, casual 66.
Turns out the dad strength. Dad strength and just took 3 days to away from his wife to just like calm the nerves. Like, just, okay.
He looks like a different guy now that he's a dad. Like his face, like he looks like he's happier.
He's aged.
Yeah. I just want to turn your attention to a quote. It was Rom by a million. That was from Bronell on like Wednesday.
That was close.
I mean, and Sunday?
Well, he also predicted 12 people to win this tournament.
Including Matsu. Nailed it. You're welcome.
Bubba. Yeah, I should point out that, from a Rom perspective, I do think that he will be less angry, which will help him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got that club now for his kid, too.
I mean, you're fucked in the head if you don't think Rom's going to win a Masters in his lifetime. He's going to win the Masters 1 year. He finishes top five here every year.
You know what? He should.
Will he?
It's golf. Yep.
I mean, fucked in the head then.
To be fair, he had one good round and was the benefactor of some failures, let's call them.
Yeah, he was out early. Greens were perfect.
Yes.
No Kay. Wind.
There's usually two or three backdoor top tens because they go out early.
Yeah, usually Tony Finau, but it's Rom this week.
He's got no flaws in his game, so.
I think Finau was still T12.
Top 10. Tony Finau, top 10.
Who cares? I wrote that down. Leishman, Finau, Reed, Smith. Who cares? That's what I wrote.
That's how you produce episodes.
Interesting.
Who cares?
Like, you know what I wrote
next,
down?
Next, move on.
You know what I wrote down? Tony Finau has been top 10 in 8 of the last 12 majors.
How many wins?
Doesn't matter.
He's making a great career out of it. Absolutely.
Big risk. Not winning. That's all you got to call him. Yep.
Do you know how hard it is to win a major?
I don't know. You'd think he would have won one by now.
I'm. You know what?
He had two nice shots in the tournament.
Let alone a major.
Rom's the third best player in the world. He hasn't won one yet. Like, there's tons of guys that don't have one, or lots of guys that only have one.
Yeah.
That are elite players.
They're very difficult to win, Bruno.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
He will. I'll tell you what.
Rory hasn't won one in what? 8 years?
John Rahm will win a major.
He's got a few, though.
Why don't you expand your horizons to major? Just say a major. Then you can baby steps into your prediction.
Yeah.
Tony had a couple nice shots, though. That one that he used the backstop was a really nice shot.
Yeah, it was at 14?
It was for par, though, wasn't it?
Well, he hit that bump and run through that bunker, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 7, I think?
Yeah.
What else I got on here? We talked about Xander, I guess.
And Connors.
Dad beating him up, but let's go Siwoo Kim. Well, you'll get to Canadians at the end, so Siwoo Kim.
Well, I mean, we could be talking about Connors a little more than just a little blip at the end, but.
Well, yeah, we can go deeper into it. Let's talk about Siwoo Kim, how he did that Bronell impression. Broke his putter.
I've never broke my putter.
Well, you've broken clubs before, so, I mean, it's not a big reach.
I mean, speaking of find that tweet,
I mean, my putter has on social media. My putter's lofted now, but it's not broken.
Yeah. that might be illegal in the PGA Tour. Change the integrity of it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, technically,
Siwoo wasn't even playing that bad either. Like, what was he? Couple under par?
Fifth or sixth place. He was top 10 easy at that
point.
I don't think
the 3-wood for the last three holes cost him any strokes. He made all the putts.
He almost made that putt on 16.
Yes.
Why did they go 3-wood? Like, that seems so awkward.
That's what they were talking about on the broadcast. What would you do? They were saying you go sand wedge and just hit it on the equator.
Blade it.
Because it's shorter and you can like make a putting stroke with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a three wedge, you're like standing away and like if you hit that thing like right in the middle, it's just going to like jump off.
Yes.
But those guys practice those stupid little putts off the fringe with the three wood all the time.
Do people do that
anymore? Tell you what, if Tiger did it once,
so everybody tried it.
Yeah, exactly.
If I did it, I'd use a wood.
I would not.
Mostly because I don't trust myself in any situation with the wet. If I had a sand wedge, I'd probably chip it and take a giant beaver pelt out of the green.
Bro style.
I've never done that.
No, with the wedge. And then the handshake you had with Charles Schwartzel.
100% secret handshake.
I didn't see that.
They were like...
I don't know what they...
They gave it two to three
grabbing fists. So the one guy grabbed the other guy's knuckles, and then the other guy opened his palm to grab the other guy's knuckles, and then they eventually just grabbed a finger.
Yeah, it was something.
It's a very complicated shake.
Yeah. What else I got here?
I think we got to get to Connors.
Yeah, sure. Go Connors.
Yeah.
I don't have him on my list. So.
Well, I mean, you finished in the top 10. He's back next year. That's the main point.
That's 100% the main point.
This course suits him.
He's probably going to be back because he's like 40-something now, isn't he?
Yeah, and like his game is only getting better.
Yeah, if he didn't qualify for the top 50 in the world at the end of this year, which probably is still going to be in the way he hits it, he's now for sure back due to the top 10.
Yeah.
His putting is catching up to the rest of his game. It's not still that great, but I mean, he didn't look bad out there with a short game.
Aces help.
Yeah. Aces help. I think it goes to show how hard Augusta is when they talk about, well, you talk about ball strikers in general. Ball strikers course. The guys that are the best ball strikers will succeed at these courses. And yet, sure, he did well, but there are other ball strikers. Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
Has a rough tournament. Like, it's not everything.
Well, arguably the best ball striker on tour.
Right. But
sometimes one.
But that's what I'm saying is didn't necessarily succeed. It's like, yeah, they can do well.
Yeah.
But
Morikawa did okay.
Yeah. But a lot of guys believe that it's more of a feel, and that's why Bryson doesn't succeed yet again. It's
every
like
week, yeah.
It is. You can overpower this course, but you also have to have a feel for it.
You need experience,
Yes.
Other than Will Z, because he's a fucking freak.
Always good.
Yeah.
We can go to Bryson.
Let's go right to Bryson.
Yeah, that was just a letdown again. All the hype again.
We shouldn't even be talking about him at all.
All I really wanted to talk about was that video of him on the range with VJ. And VJ just like looking at him like a teenage schoolgirl, just like in awe of how this guy's just brutalizing the range. Yes.
Well, I actually think that it was a dick swinging contest. Bryson wanted to come out and show how many times he could swing as hard as he can. He would hit it and immediately ask for another ball. He was actually trying to out hit. I bet you at the start of the day, VJ went up to him and said, I bet you can't hit 1,000 balls today. And Bryson's like, oh, fucking watch out, buddy. And then he got his caddy, give me fucking 1,000 balls because I'm hitting them all today. And he had to get through his allotment.
That's a content idea. Screw these match play matches, like skins matches. Just have Bryson versus VJ on the range who can hit more balls in an entire day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Because I guarantee you,
VJ
stood there.
His ass.
He stood there watching him.
Because he'll be there for the whole day. Yes. 24 hours, where Bryson might hit more in a short period of time, but then he's toast.
I guarantee
you. It's like a marathon. That's a great idea.
Yes. Yep. VJ left that driving range after Bryson that day.
Oh, absolutely.
He probably would wait. He'd just be standing there in the dark, be like, you done? I'm still going.
Yeah.
Even though VJ's hitting one ball to every five of Bryson's, still there.
And analyzing
I'm
the shit out of it.
Here.
Yeah.
You gonna have any balls left over in that little bag? Because I'll take them. Ian Woosnam and him tied on Thursday. 65s?
Bryson?
Yeah.
No.
63-year-old Ian Woosnam tied Bryson on Thursday.
Yeah, I think he shot 69, though.
No, not.
I'm on it.
No, 69 he shot on Friday.
Oh.
This is Thursday.
I'm on it.
I'm pretty sure Olazabal beat him once, too.
What?
Ian
Woosnam? Yes. Ian Woosnam.
Shot 65 on Thursday?
No. Bryson shot like 75? 76?
76 on
Thursday.
Yeah,
76 Thursday. Him and Woosnam, both 76.
Yeah, they both shot 76 on Thursday.
63 years old.
Woosnam, like, I saw the interview with him, like,
I don't know. He looks like he likes the drink or something's going on upstairs there. Like, he looks out of it.
I'm still, I thought you were going to call him a pervert like you do everybody else. I'm still laughing at Ola Sapple.
Oh, you want me to talk about that idiot?
That's exactly what it is. It ain't old Thobble.
I just wrote JMO.
If you can tell me where the TH is in that last name, I'll give you $1,000.
Hey, he made the cut and he hasn't golfed at all since November.
Yeah. I mean, that might be the best stat of the week.
Like, that is unbelievable.
I mean, easiest tournament to make the cut, right?
It is. Absolutely the easiest tournament on tour to make the cut.
So you
50 guys out of what? How many are the field?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're telling me right now you're injured.
I love this argument.
You're going to go and shoot, what, three over at Augusta? I know you're not a professional golfer.
Why are you putting me at Augusta? What does that have to do with anything?
Because you haven't golfed all winter.
You're to Hillcrest then. You go, you haven't picked up a club.
Yeah, there you go.
There are two sides to the argument. One is it's the easiest because you have to be top 50 of 88.
15 guys are out of it already.
15 guys, the old guy's out.
Well, old guy.
So, sorry. Exactly. Two old guys every year make it. So, you got 13 others. So, now you're down to...
And one of them is Bernhard Langer, so it's one, actually.
Okay, so you're down to 75. So, 50 of 75. The counter argument, so that's...
4 to 5 good. Amateurs. Probably not going to make the cut.
Yeah, so that's part one of it, is you got probably a 83% chance of making the cut. The other argument is... Well, the top 50 in the world are not playing in every tournament. So, arguably, the field is so much stronger that you have to beat more of the top players in the world.
The field's 140 players, though.
I personally lean towards Bruno.
Thank you.
I say that it is one of the easiest cuts to make because you've earned your way into the top 50 just to get there.
Yeah.
So, to me, it is easier to make it. You are one of the top 50, so therefore it's easier to do.
He is not one of the top 50, though, to make it.
Oh, Jose, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, so like he's an old guy, so he has to beat the guys that are playing week in, week out, have been playing every single day, hitting shots, not taking 5 months off, coming into play Augusta, one of the hardest courses in the world.
So that's where I default back to. You only have to beat 15 of those guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's always going to be, 10 to 15 guys that just stink, like Patrick.
How hard is it not to just stink?
Now that being said, I'll take a step back here. If all 16, if Jose Maria and the 15 dudes that he beat to make the cut, taking the old guys out of it, like Brooks, DJ, Rory. he finished first of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it that way, maybe I'm going to hop over here to Canoe side.
Yeah.
He beat DJ. How many times other than this week does he beat DJ? Probably just this time.
That's the thing, though, is there's always going to be those guys that suck randomly. The good players, there's always going to be 5 to 10 of them that just suck. Just play a decent 2 rounds of golf and you'll make the cut at the Masters.
I'll read them off for you. Day, Ortiz, Cantlay, Rory, Westwood, who's hot, Kisner, Koepka, DJ, Berger, Garcia, Homa, Kuchar.
Langer.
Yeah. Like those are solid players he beat.
Let's move on to that Langer stat. What was it? He hit hybrid into 10 of 14 greens?
No, 8 of the 10 par 4s.
8 of the 10 par 4s.
Hybrid or wood.
And he shot 74.
Yes.
On the arguably the fastest greens of the season.
It's a good thing we got some hybrids in our bag.
Yep.
That's nuclear ones.
Right. Now that's some short game right there.
Yep.
Big time. Who else here? Here's a quick one.
You got Wolf.
Oh, I got tons.
We're at 48 minutes.
Brooks, suck at Cecil. this guy's just a sideshow now.
Yeah.
Complete, utter clown sideshow. From the how he was reading the putts to how he was bending down to mark his ball.
Couldn't bend his leg.
Then don't play.
Exactly.
And then the rant after missing the cut when asked if he
gotta
was disappointed.
Gotta give him a chance.
Yeah.
Like, just shut up, man. Just... Take time, get healthy.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing yourself no favors coming to this place.
I was actually happy that he missed the cut.
Yeah, just like, I was.
You know what?
I mean, I love it every time.
I was extremely happy.
Yeah, so, just like, you know what?
I used to be a big Brooks hater, but...
Hater.
Now that Cecil likes him, because I like Cecil so much, and that you guys all hate him, I think I might just start liking Brooks just because.
Oh, no, I like him.
Just because.
I like him. I'm saying he missed... I'm glad he missed the cut just for, like, his own, like... Just like a humbling experience.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how he's going to be next month when the PGA rolls around? he's going to be even more.
He's the underdog, man.
Annoying. It's going to be this underdog times 10 in a month. It's going to be awful.
Okay, next. Oh. Is that Kauai Island?
Yeah, Kiwa.
Kiwa. I always call it Kauai Island because it's
because you're
better.
Sounds
you're
Hawaiian.
You're very what good do, at baby. Grammar, but pronunciation.
yeah, but Bruno can proofread the shit out of anything you got.
Can't talk.
Just don't ask him to talk.
Don't ask him to read it out loud. Rory, that was an embarrassing showing. Hit his dad with a golf ball.
Yeah, that might have been the highlight of his week.
Yeah, I like how he's like, I knew it was him because I was aiming at him.
Rory, what are you?
I missed that part. I knew that they were talking about. He knew he hit him after he hit the shot, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was aiming at him because he was aiming at him trying to draw it over.
He's like waving.
Yeah. Right here, aim at me. I bet me. You if you asked yeah,
I'm the guy.
Him, Rory, what was the highlight of your 2021 Masters? I hit my dad with a golf ball.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, and he visited Tiger, I guess. And
oh, yeah, we talked about that last week, I think.
No,
I don't think so.
Oh, we didn't talk about
Wednesday.
Was that one of the items that we missed on the news last week?
No, I don't think
this
so.
This didn't happen. This was like Wednesday it came out.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, visit him, saw the trophies, asked him where the other 63 trophies are, and
tired to know.
Or 68, I guess.
They're around somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's a good one. Sandy Lyle set the record for most consecutive starts at the Masters, 37 years in a row.
I thought you were going to say most consecutive years with suspenders on.
Well, he had him back on.
Yeah. I will say that that record will be broken by
Phil
Mickelson.
Should. I don't. Phil has he missed one?
Phil will 100% play in 40 Masters.
I don't think
row.
He's missed one. Has he?
No. And I think this is mid 20s.
Here's isn't who it? That might
should be.
Yeah, but that might hold up until Jordan Spieth breaks it. Because he won it at like 21 years old, right?
If you win it, if you win it early enough, you can play forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jordan will play until at least 51, for sure. That he's gonna get to 40 probably 61.
He might
because I don't think Phil won it. Did Phil qualify for it when he was 21? I don't think so. And Tiger obviously his records, his streak's long busted.
Just like Spieth won't be able to talk by then anyway. So
did you hear that? No, well, see, you can listen to the pod later and see if that comes up on it. People right now are just rewinding. What did Harf say?
Abe Answer.
Good one.
Penalty stroke, missed the cut, right?
Yep.
Like, how did that even get called? I thought they weren't doing this anymore.
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
I mean, yeah, he did knock the sand back.
Not on purpose.
It doesn't
There's
matter.
No
it doesn't
way
matter.
He did
I know,
it on
but
purpose.
It doesn't matter if no. he did it on
it
purpose.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
It matters.
There's no way Patrick Reed means to do anything.
But like that was super slow mo to even catch it. Like
if you can't catch that, if the person watching you on the course can't catch it, I'm a firm believer of it didn't happen. The only way that gets caught is because of the camera following every single person. That does not get caught in any other tournament.
They don't have cameras on every single shot though.
Then why did
how did that how one, did get this one get
at
caught
at the Masters? They do
not zoomed in like that not on every single in, no. sand shot.
No.
That was zoomed in after the fact of the sand. Like it was probably a regular video that they zoomed
it
in
was,
for.
It was because he was on feature group that day.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I saw it live and I was like, oh, that looked weird. Didn't think anything, and then later on that night, oh yeah, he's been issued his.
There's no way that
sounds
was on
like
urban,
you sent in the complaint.
No, I didn't. I want
no
to
way
do that.
Though. Yeah, well, it'd be great but content for us.
Like, I've been informed that there's hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line in in golf tournaments for every shot.
so I didn't know that before.
I know, right? So like, guys are cheating. Like that, there's no bones about it. Guys are out there cheating when it's in the rough or like the sand's probably the worst place to do it because you get caught.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
But.
I don't think he did
that
$100,000
comment. No. who else are you?
Billy
Horschel. Fuck you. I hate that guy so much. And I'm going out and saying, if I ever pick him again, you can slap me in the face. That's right when I say it.
That's your first F-bomb on this pod in months.
That's how mad I am. I hate that guy.
Wait till we get to Canada.
I will say, I might... well, you know what? I don't think Billy's going to come on the show, so I think we can leave it. I don't even want to delete Harv's swear out.
I love how he hit that shot out of the water on Saturday and then with the white pants, and then you put dark pants on Sunday,
and then try to do it again.
Both days you're hitting it on the creek. Like, what are you? What are you?
Why are you in the creek both days?
How about when you slipped down the hill and was worried if you got a grass stain more than like anything else?
And then issued an apology. Even Phil thought he was
ridiculous.
He issued an apology.
Yeah, because for slamming his clubs
when he had that little meltdown. Slamming,
yeah, he did drop an F bomb.
Yeah,
he's just on the live group. Like, I don't. He's just like, why do you have to apologize?
He's a two dressed up as an eight. Is what he is.
I think it's three dressed up as a nine. But
who cares? He's not a nine. So
depends. If you're low enough, you can't get higher than seven.
Yeah. Anyways, So yeah, he apologized for that thing. Todd Bernhard. You want to get to Cantley?
No, we'll get to him in picks.
Okay. I wrote down.
Brodell gave the, for those obviously listening and can't see, Brodell gave her the old teeth clean after that. No, we'll get into picks. And then cleaned his teeth. Like, I got a bone to pick with that guy coming up.
Picks was electric this week.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bob Mack. No one looks more like from the UK than that guy. He just looks British, or was he from Scotland?
Scotland. Yeah.
He just looks like he's from the UK. More than like Rose, Rory, Poulter, Patton, any of them. This guy's just poster boy UK.
Rose is pretty UK.
Not like Bob.
What did Bobby Mack finish?
12th.
12th?
Yeah. I told you, remember, he birdied 18
right
to make it into the Masters next year. So
here's a question.
Tweeted about that, yeah.
Here's a hypothetical. So you placed a bet on top rookie, right?
Yeah.
And so it was basically between Zalatoris, Bobby Mack, and Ortiz. That was
it. No, that was it because he was the only, those are the only two that made the cut.
Yeah, okay. So you placed a bet on Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick between
Wednesday, but yes.
Yeah, but Ortiz would have been in at that point.
Yes.
He was in the bet.
Yeah. And then obviously the amateurs.
Yeah. So amateurs, Ortiz, Bobby Mack, and Zalatoris. So obviously Zalatoris is the huge favorite there. But knowing what we know now, aside, if you said that T12 was going to win it, you would still take that bet. Like, it would be like, okay, top 12. If the top, if of that bet, it was top 15 or higher, you would probably say, if it was top 10, you'd probably say just outside of it. Like, you would expect Zalatoris to be top 12.
Yeah, I know.
So Bobby Mack finished T12 and didn't win top debutante.
Yeah.
Basically what I'm going with is the fact that that's how good Will is.
He's a freak. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it already before.
Yeah. Bobby Mack was T12, and it's like, he should have won.
Yep.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, he's playing this week, and I have first pick.
Who? Speaking of T12.
Well, don't give Canoe. Canoe's going second. Take Kuchar first. He said Kuchar's winning this week.
Kuchar's winning.
Oh, he's on my list.
Speaking of T12, Webb Simpson was also T12.
Yeah. Didn't see one shot of his.
Not one all week. Nope. All week?
I saw a couple.
I'm not sure you could have picked him for featured group and saw a shot of it.
That's a great call.
I saw a couple of Webb's shots on Thursday. Oh, wait a second. That's because I watched Webb's shots on Thursday.
On the app, which is the greatest thing ever.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
I'll be deleting the app tomorrow. Canadian. It's a sad moment.
I did today
while
already.
Playing Sarah McLachlan.
I leave it on all the time. I just keep it
on
my
phone.
You have
to play Sarah McLachlan. I will remember you when you delete the app.
I might just play ADI just for a quick change up.
I will say that the Masters app was better than PGA Tour Live for the Players.
Well, it always is.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much the same app. It's just the Masters was better.
The app was ahead of the coverage.
Yep.
Yes, because
which is a little bit frustrating, but
well, it's because the coverage had to decide. The editors had to decide which one to show.
Which speed shot they were going to show.
The editors weren't going as fast as you because they're watching all the setups and stuff like that, whereas you're just literally flipping.
Well, we had a little bit of a heated battle, so I was checking the guys that I needed and you needed. Obviously, showing the actual clips of the shots were a little bit behind the tracker, so I kept going into the tracker to see what the hell was happening
because
it was coming
quicker. Me too,
I
didn't like the tracker because, yes, you could see where they went, but you didn't know like where they went.
Whoa!
What the hell did you just say?
So they
didn't have like the shot tracker on them.
Well, because the circle with the set, let's say it's approach to green.
Yeah.
So you've watched enough of the Masters, so you know exactly what the green looks like and where is good and where isn't.
So the circle for the number two for the approach shot is so big that you can't tell where it landed on the green.
Yeah, but underneath it, it says how far you are away
from
the pin.
Yes, no, I understand that. But being 15 feet away on one green is not as makeable of a putt as being 15 feet away on another green.
All right. I didn't look at the tracker once.
Yeah. If you're 15 feet below the hole on 11 as compared to 15 feet above the hole, it's still 15 feet on the app.
Yeah.
One of those is a makeable putt. The other one's just like nestle it in.
At that point, I would take pars.
When we're talking about loonies, when loonies are on the line
that's
here,
that's true.
We got shit to deal with.
Canadians, we mentioned Connor's T8. Cecil told me Hughes is going to be better than Connor, so I picked him. T40. A little bit of a yucky Sunday for him.
Yeah, he
played pretty well. He played well
up
before
until Sunday.
Sunday,
absolutely.
I think Weir missed the cut by one or two.
I'm not sure. Nothing makes me smile more than when you say yucky or sucky. It's like the 7-year-olds that listen to our podcast are like, oh, I like bro now.
Hey, it's target market.
I got all the age groups after
Ace's
me.
Ace's birthday show of the week. Ace's.
Two of them.
Yep. Connors, obviously we talked about it on hole 6. And Fleetwood Thursday on 16. And then there was that tweet that said, I wish I wasn't wearing this fucking shirt. Because he was wearing that terrible shirt. And they're going to keep showing that highlight of him getting an ace.
He wore it twice, 2 days in a row, just different colors, right?
Yep. He doesn't dress very well. I don't care what anyone says. He doesn't.
It's the sweaters?
It's the night kits.
Yeah, because I was going to say, the only reason why his shirt went noticed because he was wearing the black with the white lines, because Finau was wearing the same shirt, the Nike kits, and his wasn't noticeable because he had like purple with black and you couldn't really see the black outlines.
It looks good on Tony though. It looks terrible on Fleetwood.
Because he picks the color schemes that he picks.
Yeah.
Birthdays. Sevi. It's the only one I could find. R.I.P.
Sorry about that.
who are you sorry to?
I don't know. Everybody.
Sorry for bringing him up. Just in case
lost
you didn't
the legend.
Know.
Shots of the week.
What do you got?
I got Spieth from the trees.
Yeah.
On 8.
That rat hook?
Yes. No, he rat hooked it into the trees, and then he hit the like low pitch out of the trees, and it like ran up the backstop and came down. He made birdie.
Oh, yes. Right. The second shot.
Right.
Third shot,
yeah.
Yeah. We mentioned Finau's already, so I'm not going to use those. I'm going with a little bit of an underdog of a shot of the week. Hideki Matsuyama on 11. Just absolutely dicked his drive.
That's it.
Hey. High draw.
Dick drive on 11.
That's it. That's my shot of the week.
Really? Really playing
That's
into
a tough,
the seven,
it's a tough tee
7 year
shot.
Olds, as I said.
It's one of the toughest tee shots on the course, and I'm telling you. It was good.
You know,
He's leaning into it.
I'm going to say, I hate that hole on Sunday. I hate it.
11?
Yes.
Why on Sunday?
Hole. Because Love they put it. The pin front, like kind of that back left around the water, and all they do is they hit in the fairway,
yeah,
and then
way
they
out
have
to, the right.
to hit it way out to the right, then they have to chip and then make a putt. Like no one ever, it'd be a great
takes
hole
it on, yeah.
if people took it on, but they don't.
No one birdies that
move
hole.
The tee box up a bit.
But you can make nice. You can make big numbers.
Give them a shorter club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do agree with Harv. Like, it seems like 11 is just like a waste hole at that point. Yeah.
I love that hole.
It's a great hole.
Don't get me wrong. But no one did it this year. If someone took it on and hit it like a big draw and rolled it around the slope to the
back.
Yeah,
what is it? The pin on one or pin in round one should be the pin in the final round. That front left.
Yeah.
So you can kind of attack it and play it up on the hill a little bit and let it roll down.
Yeah.
That's almost a better one because you can go right at it or you can go a little bit off to the right.
Yeah, but they just lay it out to the right and they chip and hope and it never stops and then they just got to make that putt back up the hill from the fringe across the green.
Yeah,
agreed. Decky's chip on 13 was good too, but I don't know. Is that an easy chip from behind the green or a hard chip? Because it just funnels down, but it kind of got – it's fast.
That angle that they had
when
he bailed
out
behind
13?
Him, like that looks so cool.
Coward.
From where he was, they chipped it on the green and lets it kind of come run down. That angle was nice to see.
Yeah. What's your shot?
I was actually going to take Finau from the pine straw and
through the bunker.
Punchy through the bunker to
on 7.
6 inches.
Yeah. I was 7?
Yeah. 7. Yeah.
Dude wipes got dude options. Wipes.
You know the option.
Just a few.
It is Xander Schauffele on 16.
It should be X. Yep. Yeah.
100%. He literally cut the lead down to two.
He was winning that thing. He puts that on the green.
He puts that on the green. He wins. I agree.
Probably,
It could have been Rose.
Could have been Rose. Could have been JT. I said JT was going to win. 25%
chance.
Who didn't say he was going to win?
But JT, I was like sure he was going
to
win
on Saturday. We pointed that out last week, right? It was on last week's show that we pointed out Bronel picks 10 to 12 guys every week. And this week it was 12.
It was like weeks ago.
Might have been the last like 4 weeks
combined. Was it the players?
Actually.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the players, yeah. So 3 weeks ago.
He started early this week, too. He had, I think, six before anyone teed off.
Yep. Good. Good. Yeah.
He picked the winner.
Matthew, 3:30 Saturday. All that matters. Check the group.
Matsu.
It's still Saturday. 3:31. It's half over.
3:31.
3:31 as he was six shots up on Saturday.
Yeah, so the round's 75% over.
I'm surprised the guy that tweeted that it was 25% didn't tweet anything about percentages going into Sunday.
You're surprised by that? Yeah.
There's lots I just didn't post.
He's probably deleted his account after four that shot bad take.
Yeah. News?
Yeah, sure. Quick hits.
Yeah, oh, that was solid.
They'll be quick.
We're at an hour. We're at the hour mark, but I think
they'll be quick. There's not many. 20 so minutes we'll be quick here. So let's start off. PGA Tour no longer requires players to get tested for COVID if they have the vaccine, which kind of seems.
I don't even want to go into that.
Yeah, I don't even. There's so I don't even much know what to say there.
There's so much
you guys want to. I just you guys want to head. You want to meander down the AstraZeneca versus Moderna and Pfizer,
or the fact that you can still get it and transmit it even though if you have the vaccine. I don't know. Yeah. Or can you? I don't know.
The only thing we can do as a podcast is continue to be 6 feet away when we tape the pod.
Yeah, I agree.
And wear masks next. At all times. Can you tell it. I'm wearing a mask right now?
I'm gonna say it next. Golf course in Singapore is really taking this COVID thing to a lot of money for them. That's $260,000 to be a member there.
I saw that.
That's if you're local. If you're a foreigner or not non-resident, it's $500,000.
Is it the only golf course in Singapore open?
I don't think it's the only one open, but it's like an exclusive one. And it's not just the golf course. It's like a...
Yeah.
Club, whatever.
So country club.
Is it 500k like US or 500 yen or whatever there?
No, I think it's like US, like equivalent to US dollars. Okay.
I'm gonna look it up for you
because maybe
I don't. 500. I'm gonna go on a limb and say it's not yen.
Well, I you never know.
Yeah. But it made me think like how much affordable. Would you pay for Singapore a golf membership?
Rupee. I'm gonna go. Okay, no, that's India.
Mm. We'll say that again.
How much would you pay for a golf membership? Like, don't get me wrong. This course looks nice. Like, if you had an amazing golf course at your disposal, what would you pay?
On my current income?
Yes.
And would you say you have the same income right now?
Yeah.
Like where are you maxing?
Are we talking about how much to
I don't think
fly
I
want to
pay
Hawaii
more than $2,000. If my course was nice, $2,000 would be max.
I'd pay $3,000 probably if it was super nice.
No.
I don't think any course in Saskatchewan should be able to charge more than $2,000.
I agree.
Curveball.
No offense to them. We just did the bracket, but they shouldn't.
Riverside.
Yeah.
There's way more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple items. I was right. It is India rupee.
Mm-hmm.
Big curveball, though. Guess what the currency in Singapore is? A dollar.
1-to-1?
No, Singapore dollar. It's called a dollar.
Oh.
Should have just said dollars.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad we found that out.
Sorry, wow. Before we go, the Goulet, Regina, $1,600.
That can't be a thing.
Yeah.
We should take that off here before one of us says something we'll regret.
Carts too, or?
No.
another curveball on top of that. I'm still going with this.
Okay.
The Singapore dollar is 94 cents to the Canadian dollar, so it is pretty much the same thing.
Oof. Yeah, I wouldn't pay that.
Lance McCullers over there.
Oh.
Lance McCullers.
Curveball after curveball.
Knuckle curves, but yeah.
Potato, potato. Next.
Glad we found that out.
Yeah, thanks.
Tiger Woods crash update. He was going 83 and a 45.
Oh, it was 45. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a Brunel.
And like he gets a slap 60. On the wrist, and I get a ticket for going 79 and a 60.
I'm sure he got a ticket. I'm sure he got a ticket.
Could at least say a slap on the leg.
I was going to say tell that to his legs, but I'm not going to say
it. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Next.
Here's the big one.
I'm going to need another one of these mules.
Wayne Player has been banned from Augusta.
Ambush marketing.
For holding golf balls while on camera during the Lee Elder tee shot.
Right.
Yes.
Saw that.
I think I don't necessarily think it's the because of the Lee Elder part of it. It's the fact that he literally stood there the entire time of that opening tee shot.
Well, I think it's the Lee Elder part for sure that got people upset about this.
Yeah, but it's sure. If you want to be upset about that, that's fine. But I think it's just the fact that he literally stood there the entire time holding that.
Yeah, but Gary Player is wearing the PXG hat.
That's true, yeah.
Well, and yeah, and you have Nicholas wearing his brand, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't think about that until you said that in our group chat today. I was like, that's a great fucking point. What the hell's the difference? Him holding a sleeve of golf balls.
It was because it was the Lee Elder shot. That's why.
No, he held it up the entire ceremony.
He was standing there the whole time with his hand.
All the articles are saying because he did it while Lee Elder was hitting.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, more eyes were on that?
Yes, for sure.
Obviously.
It's just ridiculous that he was doing that. But when you say, why does he get to wear PXG? And I don't know what kind of hat Lee Elder was wearing. But
just a blank.
Yeah.
Travis Matthews shirt. I know that much.
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I feel like the ban is a little bit of an overreaction here.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because it was, what was the name? Project, not Project
X. Encore.
Encore.
Yeah.
But apparently he has a little bit of a shady past.
Yeah, so he does have a shady
past.
That
also doesn't help. But
yeah. And then his brother like sided with everyone. Like that family just supposed to be in shambles.
Yes. Gary. Gary pushed him too hard as kids.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what happens.
Do more push-ups.
Next.
Where are we going here?
Who knows?
Yeah, just around the world. Couple good stats in here.
Oh, we're still doing around the world. That's good.
Corn Ferry Tour, MGM Resort Championship. This weekend.
There was another tournament?
No. He set that up perfectly because he had my mind in a blender too. I'm like, whoa, what? Yeah.
This weekend. Champions Tour returns this week in the Chubb Classic. If that trophy isn't a wooden hand, what the hell are we even doing here?
Chubb Insurance, C-H-U-B.
Yeah.
But then he knocks the fingers off and slaps it.
One thing I wanted to bring up, Kevin Sutherland is number one in the power rankings. He's finished top 10 in 50% of the tournaments he's played on the Champions Tour, which doesn't sound that impressive, except for the fact that he joined the Champions Tour 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that is incredible.
That's like longer shit.
Yeah. Well, he wins the Charles Schwartz Cup every year.
Yeah.
Beats longer. Anyways.
Legend.
LPGA. Lottie Championship this weekend in Hawaii. Other news out of there, that Sandra Gal, we talked about her a couple months ago with Lyme disease. She's apparently not doing so well with it, so she's taking another medical leave on that. So get well soon. And then European Indeed. Tour, Austrian Open this weekend as well. Mark Warren, defending champion.
I do think it's unique how the entire golf world shuts down for the Masters.
Yeah, it's neat.
Like the flex that they get on.
That's
the
why they don't have
world.
To change their camera angles. They know they got everybody.
They
hooked.
Got them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, the intern that said put someone at the bottom of 10 has been fired seven times. Yeah, shot. every year, a new Jared rolls in. Hot intern said, "You know what we should do? Put a camera at the bottom of 10." Immediately taken out back. Done.
Well, especially because it's like. It's basically just designed for this tournament. Like, yeah, the members get to play the odd time throughout the year, but
yeah,
they should just be like making fake trees that are just cameras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many more things they could, there's so many more things they could do. Yes.
I was fantasizing about camping behind 12 green and just like hiding back there all week and just like watching the tournament. Like, how do you get into the grounds? There's got to be just a fence you just climb.
That guy got arrested like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Remember, it was in the news.
Yeah, he wasn't hiding well enough.
Well, yeah, do it. You got to do it by the cover of nightfall.
Yeah, you got to look like Will Forte in Last Man on Earth with that huge
It should be noted, Last Man on Earth is on Disney Plus now.
Oh yeah,
is it?
Yes,
I've been watching.
Don't you think I haven't started it already?
I've been streaming it. I'm almost done season two. I love it.
There's a news flash for people. Canoop obviously hasn't watched it.
Oh,
if you haven't seen Last Man on Earth. It literally got canceled at one of the biggest cliffhangers of the entire
series.
Like it got canceled.
It got canceled. Yeah, it was on Fox, and I think it got canceled at the start of COVID.
Yeah,
and they just like they never continued to make it. And the fact that it hasn't been picked up by Prime or anything like that,
it's been canceled for a while before COVID.
Oh, was it?
Yep. Yeah.
But it's just like they canceled it at the peak.
Yeah, it was weird.
Now it was obviously a cult classic, so for the people that like it, love it, and the people that don't know about it, obviously don't know about it, and probably why it's got canceled. But it should have got picked up again. Will Forte, MacGruber. Fucking Tandy.
If you don't
love that, if you haven't watched Last Man on Earth, please watch it.
I've heard it's good.
We just it is phenomenal.
One thing we didn't talk about was DJ missing the cut and then having just chill out for two days. So yeah, just put the jacket on Matt.
How many sandwiches do you think he ate?
I don't know. Dillette ate 12 egg salads, he said.
Like homemade?
No.
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 Like from the course.
From the course.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah. Oh, right. Harv doesn't watch the TV coverage.
Yeah, Harv only watched the shot by shot. Yeah, Dillette.
Oh, yeah, Dillette he was on the TSN thing.
Yeah. But further to that, this whole pimento cheese rant that I went on last week, and then DJ posted the whole pimento cheese recipe. I was turned off on them already until I found out that there was onions and red peppers in there. Now I'm completely off. Like, I don't think I'll ever have one in my entire life.
Such a loser.
Wow.
I thought it was just like four different kinds of cheeses.
What?
Four cheeses, mayo, and what's the other item in it? Cream cheese?
There's a bunch of stuff in there, but yeah, peppers and onions are in it. Pimento is a pepper. That's the main ingredient in it.
And what, marble? Jesus.
No, there's matzah.
Whiz.
Wait, hold on a second. I was today years old when I knew that pimento was a pepper.
Oh, man.
What did you think it was?
So
I just thought it was the cheese. I thought
it was cheese as well. Yeah,
I thought it was the cheese. Why the hell do you call it pimento cheese? I thought pimento was a kind of cheese, and it was a cheese sandwich.
Don't throw out that. Pimento peppers in like olives for martinis?
Is that a thing? Yeah, I think that might be a thing. I feel like next year's dinner is just going to be like, it's either going to be like Wagyu beef and like all these kinds of sushi and just like fancy Japanese food, or it's just going to be like a bunch of In-N-Out burgers. He's just going to go one way or the other.
Yeah. I think he's going to go fancy.
Why burgers?
I don't know. Just because.
Okay. Pick recap?
Pick recap.
He'll probably go fancy Japanese,
though. He's going fancy for Japanese sure. For sure it is. Pick recap. Let's go.
I think so.
Can't wait.
Brunel. Greece.
You want to say it.
Canoop almost Greece is so, what you should have said.
Well, I can't believe I lost this.
Are we sure
that these Woodland.
The pick totals are correct? Like 2 and 2?
I double checked it like four times to make sure.
No, but so you added 2 to him, 2 to me?
Oh, no, not that. That is
let's
not
start,
a thing.
Let's get onto that. These two idiots think that they can just... This tournament's worth 4 and halfway through Sunday, they're like, let's just split the points.
Like a poker game.
No, it's not a poker game.
You make the final
game,
two.
Picks.
You can split the pot.
I'll allow you guys to split it, but you got to take 0.5 each. That's it. That's the only split you get. You're leaving those other three points on the table.
Or ain't splitting
now. The next time two guys are on the playoff tee and just say, hey, you want to split the tournament and the prize pool? Hey. The next time they do that, I'll tell you guys you can do it.
What are you talking about, man?
That's you think the same that's thing. Happened?
It's a real golf tournament. We're talking just a fun picks thing we're doing. Why can't we just split
picks for a golf tournament, which will have a winner?
I think people have done that before, though. Like, if it's like a guy with the first time.
Like on winner. The Outlaw Tour or something?
No, but say it's like Phil Mickelson and like a guy trying to get his first win and Phil's like, hey, you give me like an extra, I don't know, $400,000 and I'll give you 2 years on happening. The tour.
Yeah.
Oh, I could 100% see that happening.
That may come into my top five a little bit.
Oh, or do you want to do it now?
No, let's get to pick recap.
Yeah,
pick recap.
What are you so worried about?
Oh, yeah, you're in first place now. So Brunel after this has 24 points. I'm in second with 21. Knut 14. Matty B 11. Randy 2. Brunel had Spieth 3rd. Morikawa 18th. Hughes 40th. Cantlay missed the cut for 55. And a 29 average.
Randy has 2.
After Thursday, when I saw my scores, I was like, there's no way I can win this thing.
Yeah, you said that
the whole time. You said that literally every week, and it happens.
Yes.
At least.
Patrick Cantlay, shit list. I'm not going to say the alternate name.
You want to spell it?
It rhymes with Patrick Funtlay.
Shatrick Funtlay.
Oh, boy.
Further to that,
I think you said another guy was going to be on your shit list. Wasn't it?
No, I was going to put Hughes on it.
Yes.
But I still won, so he's
okay.
Not on it.
Okay.
Yep.
And he's checking. Not in the top 50.
But it came down, the picks came down to Xander needing to birdie 18 for Canoop to tie. Basically, and Xander.
Like a legitimate tie.
Like if Xander didn't piss away on 16, you would have won?
No, we would have tied.
Yeah, tied.
No, because if Xander would have finished second ahead of Zalatoris, you would have won.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yes, it would have.
No, we needed Spieth to finish fourth.
Right.
And he would have finished fourth.
Listeners are intrigued for sure.
Yeah, anyways, Canoop got second. DJ missed the cut, 55.
We love it.
Cam Smith, 10th. Bubba Watson, 26th. And Paul Casey, 26th. So that's a 29.25 average. Tight one.
Mine was 29 exactly.
I need to correct an error that we said maybe a little bit earlier.
Let's hear it.
Abe Anser did make the cut.
Yeah.
I never questioned that. Said it?
I said it.
He didn't play well on the weekend.
What of it? I finished
what of it?
I finished third at Horschel, 50th. Will Z, second. Gary Woodland, 40th. And Fitzy, 34th for 31.5 average.
Four made cuts.
Those two idiots.
You had Ford made cuts and your average is what?
31.5.
Finished third.
Oh, wow.
Just.
And he had the guy in second place.
Yeah, I have the guy in second place. Just wow. Sickening. Horschel and Woodland.
Fitzy wasn't great either.
No, he sucked. Matty B finished fourth.
As always.
Yeah. He's really.
Wait, can you repeat that? You said, as always, I won last week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You shithead.
Yeah. JT, 21st. Rom, 5th. Day missed cut, 55. Sergio missed cut, 55 for 34 average. Randy Osborne, the amateur, missed cut. Kokrak, 49th. Michael Thompson, 34th. Spieth, 3rd, 35.25.
He almost beat me.
Should have.
If he didn't pick an amateur.
Yeah.
Hey, algorithm doesn't pick sides.
Yeah. Another 2 points on the line this week. Top five?
Yeah.
This should be rich.
Get it over
with. I don't
with.
Know how you guys will enjoy it, but I didn't mind making it. It took me a little while
that's
to kind of bring it in. So RBC Heritage, this tournament has been taking place since 1969 here. So lots of multiple winners. Davis Love III has won this tournament 5 times. All right.
Top five fives.
Drew Love, he actually has a son named Drew Love. He plays professional golf as well.
Yeah, he does.
So we're going to look at the top five father-son duos in golf.
In golf.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
So at number five.
You really pigeonholed yourself with this top five list.
At number five, we have Jack and Gary Nicklaus. I couldn't leave him off. Arguably one of the best golfers in the world. Gary Nicklaus actually played 3 years on the PGA Tour, has won second place, lost in a playoff to Phil Mickelson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And made a hole in one at the Masters.
And made a hole in one. No, that was
his
nephew.
Grandson.
Yeah,
grandson. Jack's grandson. I was going to say,
same thing.
He's not even the best. He shouldn't even be in the father-son. It should be the grandson that's in the father-son.
I kind of had to include Jack in there. His son played 3 years. That's
I would have
good.
Said Gary and the kid that made the hole in one at the Masters in 2019.
Number four, Jay and Bill Haas. So Jay has 9 wins on tour. Yep. Bill has 3. Obviously,
Bill FedEx Cup
Bill's
champion.
Still playing. Yeah, that's right.
You know that Gary Player
wears glasses.
Gary Player and his Ambush Marketing son are going to be number one.
Number three, this duo has 82 professional wins, 15 majors, and a 7th place at the PNC.
Tiger and
Charlie Woods, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what that kid's up to these days. The news really tailed off.
He's going to win a major soon, isn't he?
Probably. I think he's due.
4 already.
I think he's due.
Jack Burke, Jr. and Sr. So Sr. has 1 win, PGA Senior Championship. Junior has a Masters and a PGA Championship both in the same year, along with 14 other PGA wins.
Mm.
So pretty decent.
Yeah,
and this one's going way back.
Mm.
Tom Morris Senior and Junior.
Oh.
4 British Opens each.
Each.
Yes. So in 1868, he Junior won as a 17-year-old.
1868?
1868, jeez. Yes. He won as a 17-year-old. The following year, in 1869, he finished first with his father coming in second.
Wow.
It's pretty good. Pretty good golf.
I really appreciate the research you did for that.
Was it a two-man field?
It was at the Morris Ranch.
Morris. Honorable mentions, Craig and Kevin Stadler. And 14 wins.
Yeah. Kevin was up there 2 weeks ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Top 10.
And then Claude Sr. and Butch Harmon.
John and Little John. I've got to be on there.
Yeah. Who? John and Little John.
LJD.
No. And Shooter and Cooter McGavin.
Kevin Stadler should be in the Masters with the legacy rule.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I love the legacy rule.
The legacy rule?
I originally said any kid, but it's got to be a professional. If your kid is a professional golfer and you won the Masters, that kid should be allowed to play.
Absolutely. Doesn't 100%. Take a spot away. You just add another person to the field.
Yeah, make the cut easier, even easier.
Yeah. Well, they're professional golfers.
Yeah.
So a little different. More informational this week.
No different than an amateur.
Yeah. We've had a couple informational ones. Yeah.
Bears, I like that one.
Now this.
There we go.
Wonder how
you go any way you want. Really.
Absolutely.
Wonder how the Morris Ranch is doing these days.
Picks.
Bronell's first.
Canoop, if you pour Matty B one more mule, I think you might just pass out and stop talking. So we could.
Five minute recess and we'll come back. Reconvene.
I'm going first.
What, do we want to talk about the tournament at all?
Oh, yeah, right. Canadians. Connors, Gliggs, Hadwin, Hughes, Taylor playing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Sloan not playing. Not sure what the deal is.
Harbertown?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever you want to call it. Hilton Head, whatever.
Bryson withdrew.
Yeah. Did you see that they put up those range net extensions? Yeah.
Huge cranes holding just for up him? Nets.
Yeah.
And then he withdrew.
Because apparently the eighth green is right behind the driving range, so he was hitting them over. So they wanted
to. They said, you know what? Now that you put those, those cranes up, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I'm not coming.
Still embarrassed about his performance last week? Or
must he be. Spit on himself? Or that threw up or whatever? The old
Andrew Landry stuff.
That is a find that tweet. Bronell.
I think it was a reel.
Bryson doesn't know how to spit.
Yeah, it was a reel. But anyways, back to picks. That's all we really had about that. Harbertown.
Yeah. I mean,
Canadians.
It's on every video game. Yeah.
Every video game.
Webb Simpson won last year, but I'm not taking him. I'm taking Will Zalatoris. I never pick him because Harv always gets him.
Some better picks than you.
Could be a letdown this week, but I just can't take him.
You picked him once before. Remember that?
It's almost recession.
He sucked.
Proof.
Yep. He did suck.
I almost want him to suck because he's inside the top 50 now. So you'll have to come up with a clever name for him next week.
Yeah. So I assume, Bronell, you took him at AT&T Pebble Beach when he finished 55th.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Stolen from me.
That's not his this only week. Is his only finish outside the top 25 in the last 7 tournaments.
Not this week. He's too good.
All right.
Would have been myself, hey?
Going Kuchar first overall?
No, I'm actually going to go with the defending champion this week.
Yeah, I mean.
Webb Simpson.
What was he, 12th you said, Harv? 10th?
Yes, 12th.
Yeah. Didn't show one shot, but still played well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going the other guy that you don't go.
Oh, there's lots of guys.
Tons.
Which one is he going to do?
DJ, take your guy. He's your guy.
Gross.
I didn't think you were taking DJ.
His course history here isn't great. Like,
Who cares?
So now
I guess I should start Kieran again. You passed me, so.
Yeah, I have a decision to make then. I thought you were going. I didn't think you were going DJ. I thought you were going the other two guys.
Well, I'm going to get my other guys.
It is an invitational.
I'm going to take Morikawa.
No.
Is he playing this week?
Morikawa's playing, yeah.
Wow.
Lots of guys playing.
And Shattrick, you can't pick. Unless you're going to go against your rule already.
What?
Cantlay's playing this week.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking that loser. I guess I'm next.
You are, yep.
Yep.
A lot of players that played in the Masters are playing this week.
I'm taking Tyrrell Hatton. It's not a major. Fuck, it's not Sawgrass, so he's probably going to play well.
Yes.
He finished third here last year. That's it.
Very good.
That's the list.
Yep.
I don't love this. That's where I wanted to go. I didn't think that you would be going.
You're taking Cooch. Just, you've already said you're going to take him. You just do it.
Okay, just shut it. Don't say anything anymore about him.
And he's inside the top 50, so you can't.
He is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was just
no, he was getting picked. He was getting picked if he's outside the top 50.
I'm going to go Daniel Berger this week.
Dang. He was top 5 last year here? Top something.
Correct.
Top something. All right.
I'm taking Fitzy.
Wow.
I just like that guy. Little
back to the well.
Wiener boy there.
Great hair.
He's due to break out. He's just due to break out.
You got a pick there, Matty?
Speaking of Fitz.
I did.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, was that the Masters this week?
Yeah. Was that beard. Actually him or just lookalike?
Oh, that was him. Yeah.
Yeah. Football team.
Great beard.
Ah, shoot. I had my guy, and then he's inside the top 50.
Okay, I'll just make my next pick.
Nope. Then. Can't do it. I'm going to take... Where is he? Brandon Grace.
Wow.
Hmm.
Might as well.
So
you got 200? Top, he's 80th.
Oh. He's up there, yeah. I'm going to take Kevin Streelman as my third pick. Three top 10s here. 60th in the world. That's it.
Interesting.
Wait a second. Oh, no. Oh, man. I don't know where to go here, you guys.
Take Hughes. Oh, no, he's top 50.
No, 51.
Ah.
Hughes.
Right. Mm,
I won't.
That's why I took him last week.
Okay.
This might not be very smart.
We might need some like Jeopardy music or some sort of.
I'm going. No. easy. I'm going to go the Euro route here. I'm going to go Ian Poulter this week.
Interesting. That's a bad pick.
Because you were going to pick him?
I had him on my list, but no. Is it my pick? Yeah. I'm going Christian Bezuidenhout.
You love that guy.
Yeah. So that was the guy I looked up, and he's 38th. I wanted outside. He's not outside the top 50.
He's not?
No. That's why I looked him up.
Oh, wow.
So turns out you thought you were smart.
Harv's losing to me now, and now he's trying to cheat.
I would have just picked him if he was outside the top 50.
Yeah, he's 38th.
Yeah. I just looked it up.
What the hell? I swear I looked that up today. Who was your third pick, Matty? Or,
yeah.
No?
That's
Streelman.
That's 100% who I was looking up, Harv. And I saw he's 38th, and then I put my mind in a blender.
Okay, I'm going to go...
Fuck. I don't know.
See, it's
JT Poston.
The Postman.
Nice.
Matty, you lost pick.
I'm going to take Sung J.M.
So he's going to rebound,
Markawa, eh? M and who?
Grace.
M was awful last week.
And Randy's pick
doesn't
here.
Happen.
Buzz happen through the Randy Man's picks here real quick. Algorithm plugged in, 57, 132, 91. 57 is Zach Johnson. 132 is Danny Willett. 91 is Bryson Nimmer. Any of those guys?
A couple former Masters champs there.
Yeah. Any of those guys get COVID or withdraw for any reason? He has number 60, Siwoo Kim. And number 134, Will Zalatoris.
He needs Brandon to get COVID. Bryson, I mean.
Well, he needs two because Siwoo gets first alternate.
But even Siwoo would be all right on that team. He's due, though. Randy's due.
Yep. The numbers would suggest he's due.
I wanted Brian Harmon, but it's he like snuck when you into the top 50.
He did, yeah.
It's like when you play the Vilts. You're always due to hit that bonus, right?
Yep.
Just whether you have the time. The next 20 is due.
I forgot who my Masters DK Darling was. But I will not forget who this week's is. Brendan Todd has dropped all the way to 7,500.
This is a great segment.
Especially when I can't remember them.
Exactly. I guarantee you won't remember that next week.
Hot toddy, I will remember. Brendan Todd has plummeted. He's not even playing that bad. He's still finishing top 20s every
week.
How
do you forget your Masters, DK?
I don't even think you did one, to be honest with you.
I tried to look at all my teams to see which guy was DK Darling. I couldn't remember. But anyway, Matt Wallace also suppressed down at 7,500. That's a good pick.
Yeah, he snuck in the top 52, didn't he?
So a lot of these guys just come over and they think, fuck it, I'll play the next week too.
Well, yeah, yes. They're here. They might as well play.
Yes. That's it. You guys got anything else?
No, I think you better wrap it up.
Yeah, Masters recap. Hour and 33 minutes. That's not too bad.
Right where we said it'd be.
We did say it would be 90-minute ep.
little tidbit for those still listening. Check out the Monday Nooner podcast this week because we are on it. Meant to do it in the intro, but I forgot. So,
yeah, it was fun.
It was a good time, and we'll be back next week with the recap of this latest tournament. Until then, it's time for us to go hit the clubhouse.
You are the worst. 1 week in April, Azalea's blooming, an American treasure, the ride of spring, a patron nation, Augusta journey. Destination you hold so dear, and I love the Masters. 1 week in April, when I was young, I dreamed of presents under the tree. I love the Masters. Christmas present to me.